News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And welcome into a Black Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you as you... Well, are you preparing to go out shopping today? Or are you going to get it all done online while you feast on Thanksgiving leftovers? That's up to you to decide. I'm not going to point you one way or the other, but we're here for you on Mobile Mornings.
Well, you know, that would count as your cardio if you go out shopping today to work off all the excess that you probably put away yesterday.
For some people, it'd be like a boxing class. If it gets real testy out there, you know, you got to watch out.
We don't want any of that.
No, just put your hands down and walk away calmly if anyone brings that up, because I don't think that the Black Friday sales, maybe we'll see video later today of people trampling each other and getting into fights. I'm sure that'll happen, but I don't think it happens as often as it used to. And I think a lot of that is thanks to online shopping.
Well, and then we're past the whole tickle me Elmo.
You are. I have a 9-month-old.
Oh, yeah, she's got something bigger and brighter, I'm sure. Yeah, but tons to be thankful for, of course. And I think that's really what it's all about, and thankful for time. So if you don't get what you want when you're shopping today, take your time, because Cyber Monday is coming up.
There you go. There's always another day.
There's always that.
49 degrees as we get the day started here at FM Talk 106.5. Lots to get into today. Kelly Finley has our news headlines, and I've got sports with a couple wild football games that went down yesterday. And, of course, it's rivalry weekend in the SEC. Auburn and Alabama play in this little game called the Iron Bowl. So I'll talk about that later today, along with Football Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, let's check the weather with Dr. Bill Williams and traffic with Kane. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the busiest shopping day of the year, and so far, light traffic. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers tell us to just watch your speed again as you're traveling out towards Theodore and Tillman's Corner. Plenty of radar there. Long hours in the kitchen, unwanted assistance from that certain family member, and cleaning up the mess by yourself, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel in the Crystal Ballroom. Seating times are 10:30 to 2:30. Call 338-5441. Now I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hoping you have the best holiday ever on the Gulf Coast, the concerned folks of ASM Recycling of Mobile remind you that careless driving increases your chances of an accident. Stay alert. Don't text while driving. Be aware of all the rules of the road. Always buckle up and never drink and drive. Exercise good judgment at all times. This reminder provided by ASM Recycling of Mobile, paying top dollar for your scrap metal and aluminum cans, and wishing you happy holidays.
It's time to go play outside.
Pretty exciting stuff. In our Go Play Outside sweepstakes, is this Benjamin Hughes?
This is him.
The folks at Gulf Coast Divers picked you as their qualifying prize winner, and you won the whole thing.
Holy cow.
$9,000 worth of goodies.
All right. Christmas came early.
Here's what y'all can ask to borrow from Benjamin. A Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace Hardware. A Gulf Coast diving package from Gulf Coast Divers. Over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage and $125 in venison processing. A camo ice chest and ammo from Monroe Sausage. A Browning hunting outfitting package from Quint Sporting Goods. A Legacy 223 hunting rifle and scope from Styx River Shooting Center. His and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. And a 5x8 utility trailer with radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains from Trailer Sales Alabama. Benjamin, it's all yours.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate all you do for the community, and I'm ready to go play outside.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 10 minutes after the hour, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I just said FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig.
Okay, that's branding.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it a bunch more times before we get out this morning. It's a Black Friday, so maybe you're getting ready to go out shopping today. Later, we'll have some Black Friday news for you. Also, what went on over the holiday that you might have missed. Hopefully you weren't too focused on the news on Thanksgiving. You were more focused on family and getting as much turkey into your belly as you possibly could. So that's why we're here on Friday to fill you in on what happened over Thursday and Wednesday if you weren't paying attention then. So why don't we get started this morning with Kelly and the news headlines.
Thank you, Dalton. Or you could be like me and just half and half. Mm-hmm. So you're cooking and you're into the news and then a little bit of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that yesterday.
Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Did you know that the big story there was because it was so windy, they weren't sure if the balloons would be able to roll, so they had to keep them very low, and it was so funny because it looked like the balloons were walking on people's heads.
And there were a couple, the Nutcracker balloon took someone out, like a full-on football tackle, and we lost Ronald yesterday. Ronald got cut. They had to pull him from the parade route.
I saw that they when they posted, when they showed him, they showed previously recorded, and then the real Ronald was in came in his...
He didn't get... Not the real man.
Right. You see, you got to fix that because kids are listening and they say, Mr. Dalton said Ronald is gone.
Yeah, we lost the balloon. The real Ronald McDonald, he's safe.
Okay. Throughout the morning, we, of course, will keep you posted on all your news updates. We do want to begin with this one, which you probably heard about, but it's so cool to always remember our troops during this time of the year. So much to be thankful for, including our troops, as they were surprised yesterday with a visit from the Commander-in-Chief in Afghanistan. President Donald Trump, he made that surprise visit with his wife, First Lady Melania, in Afghanistan to spend time, not only spend time, Dalton, with our troops, but he was also serving them dinner. The president arrived at Bagram Air Field shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time and spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Now, if you're wondering, how come you didn't know about this? It's because the reporters, the media, they were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure the president's safety. According to the Associated Press, the visit comes more than 2 months after the president abruptly broke off peace talks with the Taliban after a bombing in Kabul, which killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Vice President Mike Pence, he also visited our troops in Iraq this week as well. So it's always great to remind those in uniform as to how grateful we are for their service. Closer to home, happening right now, two murder investigations are now underway here in the port city. The first we begin with on Wednesday, November the 27th, just before 7 p.m., Mobile police responded to University Boulevard in reference to the report of one person shot. Once they arrived, the victim was identified as 21-year-old Andre Gable. He was found shot and he was transported to the hospital, but that is where he later died as a result of his injuries. The next murder investigation, where police are asking, of course, if you have information to please call them. Wednesday, also just before 4 p.m., police responded to Union Avenue in reference to a report of one person shot. Officers found 40-year-old Ricardo Parker. He was on the ground suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was pronounced dead on the scene. Once again, that's an ongoing murder investigation. If you have information, if you know something, if you've seen something, you are encouraged to call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And man, too much violence for any day, but especially going into the Thanksgiving holiday and on Thanksgiving.
And then you think about how many families are now going from happiness to in being in mourning. It's tough. It's tough. And there's many families that deal with grief during the holidays, but this one is, that's pretty painful. So we, of course, hope and pray that they find a solution to what's going on in the city.
Well said. Hope everyone holds their loved ones tight and got a chance to hold their loved ones tight yesterday over Thanksgiving. Coming up, I've got sports, and we had three NFL games yesterday and one SEC game, the Egg Bowl between Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and ended in just about the most Egg Bowl way possible. I'll fill you in on that.
What's very yolky?
It was very, very yolky. I mean, it's I'll give you the details when we get back, but it's pretty crazy. And also, I want to know, text us on the FM Talk 106.5 text line, 251-343-0106. Now that Thanksgiving has come and gone, it's time to get ready for Christmas and time to get those Christmas trees in the house. First, I want to know, what time is an acceptable time to get the tree and put it up in the house? Should I already have my tree up? And second, I've always been a fake tree guy. It's just been easier. But this year, with it being the baby's first Christmas, my wife wants to get a real tree. So I need some suggestions out there. Where do I get this real tree? What should I look for when I'm out shopping for my first real Christmas tree? And again, what time is it acceptable to have that tree put up?
Keep in mind, with the baby soon to be crawling, if not already crawling.
Oh, she's moving.
Okay.
She's so faster than I am.
Keep that in mind when you make your decision.
I will. 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports right here on Mobile Mornings. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was arrested overnight, charged with attempted murder. 58-year-old David Timmons was booked into Metro Jail last night just after 11 o'clock. He faces a second charge of discharging a gun into a building or vehicle. Timmons' arrest comes hours after a man was shot at the Pecan Grove Apartments. Officers responded to the complex on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard around 8:20 last night. The victim, a 25-year-old man, was critically injured. President Trump made a surprise Thanksgiving visit to U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The president announced he has restarted peace talks with the Taliban after negotiations collapsed in early September. As he met with Afghanistan's president, President Trump reiterated his goal of pulling some of the approximately 12,000 U.S. troops out of the country. Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter announces it's waiving adoption fees for cats and kittens. The shelter is offering the deal on Saturday from 9 until 2. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The Saints clinch their division title. Mississippi State wins a wild egg bowl over Ole Miss. And I've got your full schedule for rivalry week in college football. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday in Thanksgiving Day football, the Chicago Bears got the day started with a 24-20 victory over the Detroit Lions. Sorry, Kelly.
Raise your hand if you're surprised. No one. I'm from Michigan, so I can say this.
Well,
I
just... They did have a third-string quarterback in, David Blau, and he did pretty good. Not enough to get the win.
It really doesn't matter that you go to the Lions games for camaraderie and the eight-legged turkey.
There you go. And the beer. That's for sure. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed for 338 yards and three touchdowns in the win. Here's his third of the day, the game winner to rookie running back David Montgomery with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to play.
Thanksgiving game belt to the winning team in this game. Which side wins? Pass is caught for the touchdown, Montgomery.
The win gets the Bears back to 500 at 6-6. They've won 3 of 4 games after losing 4 in a row. The Lions, on the other hand, are now 3-8-1 and have lost 5 in a row. In the second game of the day, the Buffalo Bills forced 2 turnovers and beat the Dallas Cowboys 26-15 in Dallas. The Cowboys scored a touchdown on their opening drive, but had trouble finding points until the end of the game. Bills quarterback Josh Allen passed for 231 yards and a touchdown, and also rushed for 43 yards with another touchdown, leading his team to a 9-3 record and a strong hold on the AFC's first wild card. It was the Cowboys' 6th loss in their last 9 games, dropping them to an even 6-6 this year. In the night game, the New Orleans Saints held on to defeat the Atlanta Falcons 26-18. Saints multi-tool wide receiver slash running back slash quarterback slash special teams ace.
What is this, Cordell Stewart?
Taysom Hill. And yes, Cordell Stewart used to be my favorite player of all time. Well, Taysom Hill did it all for New Orleans yesterday. Blocked a punt in the first quarter, which led to a 3-yard touchdown catch, then ran one in from 30 yards in the second quarter for his second touchdown of the game.
See Breeze on the sideline. 3rd and 1. Taysom Hill touchdown.
Atlanta recovered 2 onside kicks in the closing minutes, including one with a minute 54 remaining to make things interesting, but the Saints defense came through in the end. New Orleans defensive end Cameron Jordan ended the game with a sack of Matt Ryan on 4th down. Jordan's 4th sack of the game and the Saints' 9th sack of Matt Ryan. And with that win, the Saints moved to 10-2 this season and clinched their 3rd straight NFC South title. The Falcons dropped to 3-9. In college football, the Mississippi State Bulldogs beat the Ole Miss Rebels 21-20. It was the Bulldogs' first home win in the Egg Bowl since 2013 and gave them 6 wins to make them bowl eligible this season. The Rebels had an amazing drive that ended with a 2-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Matt Corral to wide receiver Elijah Moore with 4 seconds left in the game. Ole Miss would have had a great chance to knock through an easy extra point or go for 2 to win the game, but Moore was penalized after pretending to be a dog peeing in the Bulldogs' end zone. Rebels kicker Luke Logan hooked the 35-yard extra point try, and Ole Miss lost, dropping their record to 4-8 this season.
I'm sure his mother had something to say to him.
Yeah, and about 150 people on that sideline.
All he heard was his mother, I promise you.
Not a good look for
Elijah
Moore.
Not a good look at all.
That was a tough one. We got football rivalry games starting today and especially tomorrow in the SEC. One SEC game today at 1:30 on CBS. Missouri plays at Arkansas with the Tigers favored by 13 points. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., South Carolina hosts Clemson. Also at 11, Georgia Tech hosts number 4 ranked Georgia, and Kentucky hosts Louisville. At 2:30, the Iron Bowl goes down in Auburn with the 15th ranked Tigers hosting number 5 ranked Alabama. Crimson Tide favored by 3.5 points. You can hear that game on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 11:30. At 3 o'clock, Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt. At 6, number 2 ranked LSU hosts Texas A&M. And at 6:30, Florida hosts Florida State. Today, the South Alabama Jaguars wrap up their regular season. They host Arkansas State at 4 p.m. at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The Red Wolves favored by 11 points. You can catch that game on ESPN+. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the busiest shopping day of the year, and so far, light traffic. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers tell us to just watch your speed again as you're traveling out towards Theodore and Tillman's Corner. Plenty of radar there. Long hours in the kitchen, unwanted assistance from that certain family member, and cleaning up the mess by yourself, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel in the Crystal Ballroom. Seating times are 10:30 to 2:30. Call 338-5441. Now I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. 50 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We'll get the rest of the forecast for today and the weekend weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in just about 10 minutes. Right now it's time to check the headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 6:25 on your Friday morning. Very sad news in the search for a missing teenager. We have now come to know the story of Anaya Blanchard. Well, the human remains that were found in Macon County are now confirmed to be that of Blanchard. Authorities now say that with this find, this case is now a homicide investigation, and additional charges are expected to be brought against Ibrahim Yassid. He's the man accused of kidnapping Blanchard. Search teams located those remains in a wooded area off Macon County Road 2 last Monday. Blanchard was last seen alive October the 23rd when investigators say Yassid attacked and abducted her outside of a convenience store in Auburn. Her car was found 48 hours later, about 60 miles away in Montgomery, and there was blood found inside of that vehicle. Surveillance video from the store connected Yassid to this case. He was arrested November 7th in Escambia County, Florida. Two other men have also been arrested for their believed connection in this case. Antoine Fisher, he's accused of providing transportation to Yassid and helping him dispose of evidence. And David Johnson Jr. is charged with hindering prosecution. Very sad ending to a story that so many were praying would end on a better note. Closer to home, we have an update to a story that, Dalton, I know how soft-hearted you are when
Thank
it comes
you.
To. You are. And many of our listeners are when it comes to our elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this story will make you mad because the Citronelle Police Department, they confirm that they have made an arrest in the financial exploitation of an elderly person. First of all, why would you do that to an elderly person? According to their Facebook post from the Citronelle Police Department, Jennifer Ann Mazzell is, quote, known to prey upon elderly male victims and is known to extort significant amounts of money from them. Okay. Well, guess what? She turned herself in. Thank you. Mazzell was wanted by the Citronelle Police Department on charges of financial exploitation of an elderly person in the first degree. That is just why you would do that. I don't understand.
Mm.
And they had been looking for her because she could have been either in Mobile or Blount County. But thankfully, she's turned herself in. And hopefully, she can maybe go get a job and earn her own money.
There you go.
There you go. Free of charge, that advice. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Three big things on FMTalk1065.com. That awful ending to the story that you just mentioned, the first hit in your headlines, Anaya Blanchard's remains found in Macon County. That's one of the stories if you want to read more information there on our website. Also, the president visiting the troops in Afghanistan over Thanksgiving. And for the Iron Bowl tomorrow, student veterans make their march from Tuscaloosa to Auburn for Operation Iron Ruck. Check that out and a whole lot more on FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was arrested overnight, charged with attempted murder. 58-year-old David Timmons was booked into Metro Jail last night just after 11 o'clock. He faces a second charge of discharging a gun into a building or vehicle. Timmons' arrest comes hours after a man was shot at the Pecan Grove Apartments. Officers responded to the complex on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard around 8:20 last night. The victim, a 25-year-old man, was critically injured. President Trump made a surprise Thanksgiving visit to U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The president announced he has restarted peace talks with the Taliban after negotiations collapsed in early September. As he met with Afghanistan's president, President Trump reiterated his goal of pulling some of the approximately 12,000 U.S. troops out of the country. Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter announces it's waiving adoption fees for cats and kittens. The shelter is offering the deal on Saturday from 9 until 2. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
The good folks of Atlas Industrial Outsourcing, Perimeter Road in Mobile, reminds holiday motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving. Pace your driving to the weather. Slippery roads demand more caution, especially during evening hours of the holiday season. Practice defensive driving and always remember to buckle up and never text or drink while driving. This holiday safety message from the good folks of Atlas Industrial Outsourcing, Perimeter Road in Mobile, community leaders participating in the holiday safety campaign.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump is back on American soil. Air Force One touching down 30 minutes ago in West Palm Beach, Florida, after the president's surprise trip to Afghanistan. Before departing for the trip home, the president said the U.S. and the Taliban have resumed peace talks, and Barbara Starr is checking on that over at the Pentagon, noting progress may take a while.
The Taliban operate on a very long time frame. They can wait out their opponents without really having to worry about it.
In Afghanistan, President Trump served Turkey to some troops and met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. It's Black Friday, expected to once again be the largest shopping day of the holiday shopping season, even though the shopping season is 6 days shorter this year, and that's because Thanksgiving fell on the fourth Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. Wintry weather temporarily loosened its grip across much of the U.S. for Thanksgiving Day, but forecasters are warning of heavy snow and blizzard conditions in some areas as travelers return home over the weekend. It'll be a short day on Wall Street with pre-market trading showing a downward trend. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China is reacting furiously to President Trump's signing of two bills on Hong Kong human rights and says the U.S. will bear the unspecified consequences. A foreign ministry statement repeated heated condemnations of the laws and says China will counteract, but it's unclear how China will respond. Trump signed the bills, which were approved by near unanimous consent in the House and Senate, even as he expressed some concerns about complicating the effort to work out a trade deal with China. Japanese electronics manufacturer Panasonic is abandoning the semiconductor business with the sale of its last business in that sector to a Taiwanese company. Panasonic's transferring the semiconductor business to Nuvoton Technology. In recent years, Panasonic has sold its semiconductor plants in Singapore, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Crude oil down 8 cents at $58.03 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open after stocks closed at record highs on Wednesday. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
The management and employees of SpillTech Environmental and Mobile reminds motorists that driving always requires extra care. During this holiday season, stay alert and be prepared to stop. Drive with the other guy in mind and make sure everyone's seatbelt is buckled. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text and drive. Let's all do our part to make this holiday safe and happy. This safety reminder from the management and employees of SpillTech Environmental and Mobile.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
634 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on this Black Friday. It's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Dalton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So a pretty pleasant Thanksgiving yesterday. I don't think many people had problems getting out in the backyard to play a little Thanksgiving football, except maybe having a little too much to eat. But the weather was really nice.
Really, 73 yesterday, high temperature, very comfortable. Started out around 50 in the morning. And we've got another nice day today. In fact, today and tomorrow look really good. And then we've got a strong cold front that's going to come in Saturday night. Today up around 75, plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll stay in the 50s, around 55 degrees, and we could even see some fog develop late tonight, an indication of the increase in moisture coming in off the Gulf. And then tomorrow should be, let's call it a warm day, partly cloudy, upper 70s. I wouldn't be surprised if we make it to 80 degrees tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, a cold front will be moving in, and showers and thunderstorms are likely for Saturday night. And we may see a few strong thunderstorms, the strong gusty winds. All of that moves out Sunday morning. And just a slight chance of a shower in the morning, then becoming sunny. And the high will be around 70, and that most likely will occur in the morning, then cooling down in the afternoon. Looks like Sunday night will be down near 40 degrees. And then on Monday, plenty of sunshine, but only 55 for the high. Monday night, looks like a freeze here right in Mobile. 32 degrees, low 30s for Monday night. And that means into Tuesday morning. Tuesday, another cool day, upper 50s and sunny, and then upper 30s for Tuesday night. And then we begin to warm up through the rest of the week. So we do have a freeze, and it looks like it will be Monday night.
Some pretty wild weather, temperatures up and down and storms. I guess somebody or everyone should be prepared for everything over these next few days. You know, Dr.
Well,
Bill?
That's normal for this time of the year. We warm up a lot and then turn around and get a cold wave, and it's back and forth, and that continues on right into the winter time.
And we're wrapping up the college football season. That means there's a pretty big game tomorrow in Auburn, Alabama. Do you expect any severe weather by any chance rolling through that area tomorrow mid-afternoon?
No. Looks like all of it will occur at night. So Saturday night into early Sunday morning. So for the game time, it looks like some warm temperatures in the 70s for football.
So no need for that hot cocoa alert, Dr. Bill. That's what you're saying.
That's going to feel good with the hot cocoa Sunday night and Monday night. Going to be chilly.
Quick question for you. When does winter officially start?
Could you repeat that again?
When does winter officially start? Because we've had such a lopsided forecast.
Yeah, we're still about a little less than a month away from the from the beginning of official beginning of winter, and that will occur on December 21st. Looks like a little after 10 o'clock in the evening of the 21st.
You're so good, Dr. Bill. Thank you.
And because I have my almanac candy here.
And lots of travelers out there, many coming back. I don't know. I guess a lot of people would be leaving Mobile that came down to see family, but a couple winter storms affecting the nation right now.
Yeah, the first one yesterday affected New England and went off into the Atlantic, but it left some really strong northerly winds across the mid-Atlantic and New England. Now another storm is intensifying out over Colorado, and it's going to track through the Great Lakes area and eventually right over New York City. And so they've got some rough weather here for the next few days. And, of course, our rough weather will be through Saturday night, in which we will have those thunderstorms.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon. And also coming up next hour, the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. I know you're crunching the numbers as we speak.
Yeah, it takes a while, but I'm still working on it.
All right. Thanks. That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can get his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. 6:39 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll get the news headlines from Kelly Finley, and also I got your sports news here on Mobile Mornings, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. but you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
It's Jack Green come to pay us a holiday visit.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, Jack.
Y'all been doing up in here?
Teaching Earl T. how to cook a holiday turkey.
Jolene, your turkey's on fire.
Oh, man.
I think I hear Santa up on the roof.
That's the motion sensor from the hunting camp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I crushed your jingle bell.
Tell everybody about the requirements for the wind coverage you can get.
As long as the house is at least 2,500
feet
from the Mobile Bay or the Gulf, we can write big condominiums, churches, the professional liability for the pastors.
In case a cow gets injured.
What?
He said liability coverage for pastures.
You're making me crazy.
Well, you know I don't worry about any of that. I understand people have issues.
I don't have issues. Jack Green saves you.
That line doesn't work everywhere, you know.
That's it.
Get off me!
And to all a good night.
Find out how much money Jack can save you. Call Jack Green eNational Insurance at 767-6550.
Good morning for the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue so far near the malls. Pretty calm, no delays. If you're traveling off of Airport 65 across the Bayway and over towards Eastern Shore Center, 181 at I-10, no delays. Daphne also looking good on the way in. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of Blacksmith Experience this year. Classes and gift certificate information at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 49 degrees outside of our studios. We get started today on Black Friday. Reminder of a couple program options that you have this weekend. We've got the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Holiday Special that airs every weekend here on FM Talk 106.5, and you can catch multiple showings of it starting Saturday night at 11. Then on Sunday, you can catch it at 7 a.m., 5 p.m., or 10 p.m. Just a great show by Jolene Roxbury and the variety players there. Also, next week, we're hitting the road a lot with the Mobile Command Unit. Monday night on Sports Night, Corey Labounty and I will be out at Valentino's Italian Cuisine at Azalea Road and Michael Boulevard. We'll be recapping the Iron Bowl then. On Wednesday, we will be live atop the battleship once again for Midday Mobile, with Midday running from 12 to 1, and then the Scuttlebutt Network airing from 1 until 2. And then on Thursday night, you can catch us out at the Fairhope Brewery, where we will be doing the charity bartending event, which we do every year, and our charity night benefiting Wilmer Hall. So catch us. We'll be on the road a lot next week, and I'll remind you of those times where you can come out and see us later on in the show. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you and yours. We hope that you had a very happy and restful and full Thanksgiving.
Very full.
Yeah, we've been talking about that during the break, of how much we enjoy, as they say in the Marine Corps, putting away some chow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear more about that. We are keeping you updated on your news headlines, and I promise you they will get better as the morning progresses, but I'm here to let you know what's happening in your community. Authorities in Baldwin County, they need your help this morning after deadly accidents happen on our local roadways and claim the lives of 3 people. First accident has been called a hit and run and happened around 1:30 a.m. on eastbound I-10, very close to the Baldwin Beach Express, and this involved a pedestrian. The unidentified pedestrian was believed to have been involved in another crash and was hit after exiting their vehicle. The second fatal crash occurred shortly before 6 p.m. This happened on southbound I-65 north of Bay Minette, and this involved 3 vehicles. So 19-year-old Marlon Stamps of Bay Minette was traveling south when his vehicle was rear-ended. 80-year-old Barbara Ryan of Gulf Shores was involved in the chain reaction crash. Now, here's the good news. Stamps and Ryan, they were not injured, but they did have a young passenger who was transported to University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But the others in the vehicle, so the driver and the passenger, they were fatally injured and pronounced dead on the scene. They have been identified as 87-year-old Duggar Weaver of McIntosh, and the passenger has been identified as 80-year-old Barbara Terry. Now, here's the deal, and it's just a reminder, because neither one of the victims were wearing their seatbelts. As we have more of our families on the roadways, interstates, freeways, whatever you want to call it, please remember to buckle up your loved ones. Anyone with any information concerning any of these vehicle crashes, you are encouraged to contact State Troopers 251-660-2300. As promised, here's some lighter news. If you love Christmas and you love oohing and aahing, today's your day, Dalton. You need to head straight to Bellingrath Gardens and Home because the annual Magic Christmas in Lights display is happening today. If you've never been, think of this. 65 acres and about 3 million lights.
Wow.
Okay, are ready for you. So, here's what you need to know. Tickets are $16 for adults, $8 for children, ages 5 to 12. Children ages 4 and under, well, they get in free. And this is going to be so much fun. You cannot not say Merry Christmas once you go through this display. We have some hours, and I'll post everything online, because if you're driving or if you're kind of just waking up, you probably don't have a pen. So I will make sure to share that on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Kelly K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. And I'm looking forward to the Christmas lights there at Bellingrath. We talked to Sally Erickson a couple weeks ago, yeah, who was filling us in on all the goings on. And I'm thinking that will be where we get the first Santa picture with
my
daughter.
Idea.
Santa will be out there.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because Santa will be in the Magnolia Cafe every night.
It's smart.
5:30 to 9 p.m. until December 23rd. And the cafe is open for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily, and then from 4 to 8 p.m. nightly.
Very convenient they keep Santa near the milk and cookies.
Yeah.
He can just constantly fill up.
That big boy, he needs to be able to be within arm's reach.
Yeah, they won't be able to keep him out of the cookies there at the Magnolia Cafe. 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we've got traffic and sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was arrested overnight, charged with attempted murder. 58-year-old David Timmons was booked into Metro Jail last night just after 11 o'clock. He faces a second charge of discharging a gun into a building or vehicle. Timmons' arrest comes hours after a man was shot at the Pecan Grove Apartments. Officers responded to the complex on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard around 8:20 last night. The victim, a 25-year-old man, was critically injured. President Trump made a surprise Thanksgiving visit to U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The president announced he has restarted peace talks with the Taliban after negotiations collapsed in early September. As he met with Afghanistan's president, President Trump reiterated his goal of pulling some of the approximately 12,000 U.S. troops out of the country. Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter announces it's waiving adoption fees for cats and kittens. The shelter is offering the deal on Saturday from 9 until 2. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Alta Point Health Systems Substance Abuse Services reminds drivers to stay alert this holiday and drive carefully. Make our highways safe for your friends and family. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text or drink while driving. Give the gift of courtesy behind the wheel. This message brought to you by Alta Point's Substance Abuse Services. If you or someone you know needs help with an opioid addiction, please call 251-450-2211.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday in Thanksgiving Day football, the Chicago Bears got the day started with a 24-20 victory over the Detroit Lions. The win gets the Bears back to 506-6. They've now won 3 of 4 games after losing 4 in a row. In the second game of the day, the Buffalo Bills forced 2 turnovers and beat the Dallas Cowboys 26-15 in Dallas. The Bills now 9-3 and a strong hold on the AFC's first wild card, while it was the Cowboys' 6th loss in their last 9 games, dropping them to an even 6-6 this year. In the night game, the New Orleans Saints held on to defeat the Atlanta Falcons 26-18. Taysom Hill did it all for the Saints on Thanksgiving. He blocked a punt in the first quarter, which led to a 3-yard touchdown catch, and then ran one in from 30 yards in the second quarter for his 2nd touchdown of the game.
See Breeze on the sideline. 3rd and 1. And he'll run for
touchdown.
Taysom Hill touchdown.
With the win, the Saints moved to 10-2 this year and clinched their 3rd straight NFC South title. In college football, the Mississippi State Bulldogs beat the Ole Miss Rebels 21-20. It was the Bulldogs' first home win in the Egg Bowl since 2013 and gave them 6 wins to make them bowl eligible this year. The Rebels had an amazing drive at the end of the game that ended with a 2-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Matt Corral to wide receiver Elijah Moore with 4 seconds left in the game. The Rebels would have had a great chance to knock through an easy extra point or go for 2 to win the game, but Moore was penalized after pretending to be a dog urinating in the Bulldogs' end zone. Rebels kicker Luke Logan hooked the 35-yard extra point try, and Ole Miss lost, dropping their record to 4-8 this season. Got a full day of games today and rivalry week tomorrow in the SEC. Only one SEC game today at 1:30. Missouri plays at Arkansas. Tomorrow at 11, South Carolina hosts Clemson, Georgia Tech hosts Georgia, and Kentucky hosts Louisville. Then at 2:30, the Iron Bowl kicks off on CBS and right here on FM Talk 106.5 with Auburn hosting Alabama this year. At 3 o'clock, Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt. 6 o'clock, LSU hosts Texas A&M. And at 6:30, Florida hosts Florida State. Today, the South Alabama Jaguars wrap up their football season. At 4 o'clock, Ladd Peoples Stadium, the Jags host Arkansas State. 6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Summer's over, but the shelves at Allegri Farm Market are brimming with fruits and veggies that are at their peak in fall. Collards, turnips, Baldwin County sweet, juicy satsumas, and plenty of baking pumpkins. For the flavors and colors of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, no delays across the Bayway. Pretty quiet. No problems from the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Westbound I-10 from 90 to Theodore Dawes Road. Again, absolutely quiet so far this morning with no new accidents in the roadways. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights. Guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Open today through December 31st. And sign up for a Sunday Storytime Hour, the first four Sundays in December. See them at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on Black Friday. It's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly.
Right. Good morning, everyone. I have happy news. I was so ready for this. Since we're talking about Black Friday, if you're a shopper, many of you are, I am not, but I did want to tell you that things are looking good for you when it comes to store hours from major retailers. You have questions? I have answers for you, Dalton. So Walmart open regular hours, of course, today, including their 24-hour stores. Many sales started yesterday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a store on, I think, Wednesday and noticed that they had a sign up that they were going to be open on Thanksgiving. And I told the cashier, I said, I'm really sorry you have to work on Thanksgiving. She didn't even speak to me.
Wow. Maybe some pent-up aggression there.
Right. At least she knew. I thought. I don't agree with it. I don't, because these people have families. But if you want to make extra money, mm-hmm. holiday pay, there you go. All right, so back to your shopping. So open Thanksgiving night was Kohl's was open. Today, Target, 7 a.m. open. Best Buy opens at 8 a.m. today. With tickets for certain items handed out to customers 1 hour before opening.
Okay? Wow.
So you got to be at Best Buy like now. All right. Hours can vary by locations, but here's what we know thus far. Academy Sports open 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. Barnes & Noble opens at 8 a.m. Bass Pro Shops opened at 5 a.m. Burlington Coat Factory, 7 a.m. Bed Bath & Beyond, 6 a.m. Belk, 6 a.m. Costco open at 9.
Ooh.
Yes, they usually open at 10. Hobby Lobby's open today, Dalton. I know it's one of your faves.
I'm there all the time.
At 8 a.m. Home Goods opens at 7 a.m. JCPenney, they opened at midnight.
Wow, they were ready.
They were ready for you. Lowe's opens at 6 a.m., which is already open. They've been open about 56 minutes. Marshall's opens at 7. Office Depot, 8 a.m. Pier 1, 8 a.m. Staples, 7 a.m. and TJ Maxx. At 7 a.m. And if you're noticing, because these stores are opening about 2 hours early for some of them,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they'll give you a jump on all the great deals. If not, don't forget Cyber Monday is coming up. Do want to tell you this. The National Retail Federation, they're projecting holiday sales will rise between 3.8 and 4.2%, which is an increase from last year when it was 2.1%.
That's big.
It's huge.
It's also our online opinion poll question. How do you get your Black Friday shopping done? Online or in stores?
I try.
Team player.
Although I will do appropriate things, not like the young man who is still in trouble that you mentioned in your sports.
Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.